Well, I think it's mid, both mid-morning and early.
Did you get my second answer?
Probably not, because I've had a hectic morning. My friend from California and my friend with dementia just left, and it's been a crazy morning.
Understand. It's page 34.
Page 34, okay. Thank you.
Well, why don't we get started, because there is a lot of material, and even though it's just the two of us right now, I'm sure others will come.
All right. When we have time, I want to share with you what I learned about Anokhi yesterday, and how I learned it was even more of a miracle. So when we have time to talk, I think for next Shavuot, we'd want to share it.
Okay.
Glad to have you back.
Glad to be back. Missed you all.
Okay. You talk to those Sephirot every day. I named all seven of your stints with the Sephirot.
Understand.
Okay. I'm going to mute. Thank you.
Sorry for the delay. The dry coughing you're hearing is a reaction to one of the meds that I'm taking. So it's part of the gift of the process. Please join me in saying the Anabekoa. Anabekoa. Gedula Chemin Tati Serira Alephimul Yutak Sadi Tabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Aharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Sutsa Kivavat Shamre Dungimel Dalit Yud Kavshin Barhem Kaharem Rahame Sipkatha Kamid Gamle Betetresh Saditaf Gimel Kasim Kadosh Birov Tufa Nael Adata Ketkufet Tetunayan Yachid Gee Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yud Gimelamet Pezayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Sariyutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe. Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Dechanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzeh Chesed La'alafim, Noseah Won Wafesha, V'Chata'av V'Nakei. We are now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It is Pasuk 29, prior to the reading of this verse, we will connect and utilize a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kuchabarichu ishkinte bichilu urshimu utkilu utkilu urshimu. Le'akta l'shem yuhe bavavhe. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asot Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kanunei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kanuneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bikama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Rihu Koma Deaved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Bilvada Dikshot Belei Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Bedach Yaleya Mineya Ulanaga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzderif Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam. Tav willow your gaz, od willow yosifu. Vene avla la anoto, ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayote alame mehe shila la he aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe heya yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awaka la yo la wawa pehe la. Nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he, wa ka wa ko me nu da. A nu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo cha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo, nu me yo yo la, hey, re, hey, me ta re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko ayo wa he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kame ta he he yo anu da la he wa me he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me be nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo ala he he ka ako me nuda anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he sa ala re yo a ala me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo she ala me nu he a Nu ata me la he pe ayo. Nu mko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left this day, the 17th day of Av, there is only one, Rabbi Shlomo Chaim Perlov of Kodenov. I really should say there's only one that I am aware of. There may be more. More than likely, there are more. And as what we normally do on Sunday, we connect to the Sadiqim that will have leave the 18th of Av, which starts at sundown tonight. And again, there is only one that I am aware of, Rabbi Shlomo Chanoch Ben. Rabbi Shlomo Chanoch HaKohen of Radomsk. He is the son, Ben Rabbi Yecheskel. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool we utilize to help maintain and to strengthen our connection to the energy of balance. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yesod, yu ahuni wu yo hu. You are huni wu yo hu. You are huni wu yo hu. Hod. You are huni wu yo hu. You are huni wu yo hu. You are huni wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye are huni wu yo hi. Ye are huni wu yo hi. Ye are huni wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho, yo ahoni wo yo ho, yo ahoni wo yo ho, Gevurah, ye'ach, ni wi yoch, ye'ach, ni wi yoch, ye'ach, ni wi yoch, Chesed, ye'aheni wo yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Bina. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Hachma. Ye aheni we yo ha. Ye aheni we yo ha. Ye aheni we yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esser Dibrot.
Vayadaber Elohim et kol hadivarim ha'ele lemor. Anochi Hashem, Elohecha asher hotzeiticha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim mibet avadim, Lo yihye lecha, Elohim acherim, Al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel. We call to Muna asher asher b'shamayim, mima'awa asher b'aretz mitachat, v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz, lo tishtachewe lachem. Ve'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem, Elohecha Elkana, Boker Awon Avot, Al Banim Al Shileshim, we all rebaim. Lashonai Leose Chesed, La Alafim, Leohavai Ushomrei Mitzvotai, Lo Tisai Et Shem Hashem Elohecha. Lashav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim. Ta'avod v'yasita kol melachtecha. V'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la-shem Elohecha, lo ta'aseh kol melacha ata u'bimcha u'bitecha, avdecha v'yamatcha u'vemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha, ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et Hashamayim, v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam, v'yanach v'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikadshehu. Kabed et avicha v'et imecha, Leman ya'arikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinach lo tignov lo ta'ane bereacha et shaker Lo tachmod beit reecha, lo tachmod eshet reecha, v'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher l'reecha. We will now connect to the two lines of the Shema, or what is called the small Shema. Shema Katan in a Siddur. This is done as part of your morning preparation for prayer, which prayer is considered in the sense of the communal prayer prior to the Baruch Hu. It's also done prior to the reading of the Song of the Sea, and various other songs that are sung prior to the Baruch Hu. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. We will now connect to the Kaddish in order to elevate to the level of our class today. Yitgadal v'yitgadash v'shemei Rabbah, and we all say Amen. V'yalma divra kirutei v'yam Malchute b'chayecho nuviyomecho uvachaye b'kol bet Yisrael ba'agala uvizman kariv itbarach ishtabach itbar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal shemede kudsha le'ela min kol birkata Shirata Tushbechata Benechemata Da Amiran Bialma Yehe Shlama Rabba Min Shamaya Bechaim Aleinu Vialko Yisrael Veimru Amen. O Se Shalom Bimromav Hu Yase Shalom Aleinu. We all call Israel. Ve'imru Amen. Our class today can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in row 8, the second column from the left. It's the Advanced Teshuvah landing page. When that opens up, scroll down to Class 1. Teshuvah, the definition and the initial discussion. As a lead-in to our class, to our handout, we're 7 weeks from Rosh Hashanah, 7 Shabbats. Yesterday was the first of the 7. It is the Shabbat Nachamu, named after the first word in the Haftarah. Nachamu means your comfort, your consolation. And we will have 6 more readings from the book of Isaiah to help prepare us and help to give us comfort after the destruction of the temple, after the recognition of what we have lost. Because once we recognize what we have lost, we recognize our participation in that loss. And that initiates the concept of Teshuvah, and that is what our class will be discussing today. What is Teshuvah? And why do we utilize it? We will be discussing that not just today, but all through these 7 weeks. This is now Zaman Teshuvah. Zaman means a period, a set apart part of time. It is the period of Teshuvah. But Zaman also means an opportunity to do Teshuvah. But to do Teshuvah, we have to understand the goal, and we have to understand the process. Teshuvah is translated typically as repentance. But I can tell you, I don't know what repentance is. I do know what Teshuvah is. Repentance is a corrupted translation for the word Teshuvah. Teshuvah should be translated in its literal translation of parsing the word Teshuvah into Tashuv, hey, which then makes it clear what is Teshuvah. Teshuvah, Tashuv Hey, translates as to return the hay. We will discuss this more below and in other classes during this period, this Zaman. But in essence, returning the hay recognizes the metaphor of when one does a negative action, one is separating the lower hay of the name of Hashem from the Vav. One is separating the earth from heaven, because the lower hay represents the earth, Malchut, and the Vav represents Zerantin, heaven, the spiritual, the first of the spiritual levels. We need to have one thing understood that the Kabbalah teaches in order to start on the path of Teshuvah. And it is a process. It is a path. The one thing that we need to understand comes from the Midrash that teaches that there were seven things created prior to creation. One of these is Teshuvah. This means that man was expected to make mistakes or sins in the religious language. And always remember, if you hear the word religion, remember there is no word for religion in the Torah. The question I'm asking is, why did Hashem expect man to make mistakes that he presented, he created the consciousness of Teshuvah prior to the creation of man? We know in the creative process what comes before is a cause. What comes after is the effect. So man is an effect of Teshuvah. Now that takes a lot of contemplation, and I hope you will consider doing that contemplation during this coming week. Why was man expected to make mistakes? Why did Hashem create Teshuvah prior to the creation of man? And one answer that has been put forward is that there is only one way to learn. We learn from our mistakes. We do not learn from our successes. Wait a second. Don't we learn also from books and teachers and other ways? Don't we learn what is the right thing to do from these other ways of learning? The answer comes from the Perkei Avot, who lists the 48 ways to acquire Torah. This is not to learn Torah, but to acquire Torah, to assimilate Torah into our souls. Learning from books and teachers is a lower level than making a mistake and acquiring the memory to not do that mistake again. Unfortunately, we do not realize that a mistake is the opportunity to learn. One of the tools of Satan is guilt. We say when someone is feeling guilty, obviously they made a mistake, that they feel guilty. making the mistake, they listen to Satan. Feeling guilty is Satan bringing you even lower. Catching you, fooling you a second time. Another reason that Tishu B'Av was created prior to the creation of the world has to do with the cause and effect involved with reincarnation. The Baal Shem Tov teaches that the reason someone develops a hatred for another is because they have the soul spark of that person captured within their own negativity. That is the reason a mistake is made with respect to another person, and then the teshuvah allows the release of that soul spark. This was the relationship between the Baal Shem Tov and the Gaon de Vilna that caused the Gaon to excommunicate the Baal Shem Tov for a short period of time. This teaching comes through the book You Are Who You Hate by Sarah Yehudit Schneider, and we have a number of classes on that subject. But let us address one issue that is not written. If I develop hatred for another reason on a conscious level, I am experiencing actions between us that I'm interpreting as harmful to me. And this is the cause of my hatred in this lifetime. But we are told by the Talmud and by the Zohar and many other sources that the process of the destruction of the temples, which continues up to this day, we are still destroying the temples through hatred for no reason, sinat hinam. What is hatred for no reason? As I expressed, hatred of another person in this incarnation, in this lifetime, can be understood logically. Doesn't mean it's right, but we can understand it logically. This person did that, it hurt me, my reaction is to start the beginning of hatred. But what is hatred for no reason? And we learn that hatred for no reason is the inability to see that the other person is really you. That you and the other person are both part of the vessel to reveal the light of Hashem. That you are both part of the hand of Hashem. Can the little finger hate the thumb? The answer is, of course, it's not a thought that occurs to the little finger. So why does it occur to a human being? We know the answer comes from our ego. Teshuvah is the process that helps restore love for no reason. Ahava unam. Love for no reason is the state, the natural state of consciousness of a human being. Now, that also is a concept that will take time to contemplate. Ziman Teshuvah is the period of time, the opportunity to return to Hashem. What period of time am I referring to? The 10 weeks from Shabbat Nachamu until Shabbat Bereshit. I just told you earlier, it's 7 weeks. What am I talking about 10 weeks? It's 7 weeks to Rosh Hashanah and an additional 3 weeks until the Shabbat of the recycling, the listening over again, the return to this process of a year, starting with Bereshit. Actually, of these 10 weeks, 7 of them are in the months of Elul and Tishrei. So the question is asked, what makes these 2 months the opportunity to return to Hashem? The essence of Elul is purity. It's the Virgo, the Virgin. The essence of Tishrei is balance, the scales, Oznaim. First you purify, then you can evaluate, you can balance yourself by being able to perceive truth rather than the typical physical sight of dishonesty, for lack of a better word. Remember, the Torah in the book of Exodus speaks of Hashem hardening Pharaoh's heart. And on the surface of the words, hardening the heart would indicate that Hashem was not in love with Pharaoh. He didn't like Pharaoh. He wanted Pharaoh to be punished and to be brought down. But Hashem takes no pleasure in the process of decline anywhere. And we have come to learn through the Kabbalah that hardening of the heart means to bring the heart back to balance, to bring the consciousness of the person back to balance, where he has forgotten the pain and the suffering that he has just experienced. He is now in a state of balance, the month of Tishrei, where he can make free choice. Because if you are under duress, if you feel pain, and what person doesn't feel pain? You don't have free choice. You are reacting to that pain. Whereas hardening of the heart brings you back to balance, takes away that memory. It brings you to a state where you can choose what you choose. What is your inner essence? Are you going to choose negativity again or positivity? What is your inner essence? And to get to that inner essence requires teshuvah, the process of returning you to balance by purification in the month of Elul. There is another period of time that relates to Teshuvah, and that is the period of Shavuot. And this is the 6 weeks, or this past year, 8 weeks because of a leap year, where the parashiot of Shemot, Vayera, Bo, Bishalach, Yitro, Mishpatim, these are the 6, Tetzaveh, and Trumah, or actually Truma and Tetzaveh, are the two tets, two tafs for the 8 weeks. These are read in the synagogue. Shovavim is an acronym for these six parashiyot. In leap years, there is an additional 2 weeks, which includes the parasha of Truma and Tetzaveh. I would like to point out now, in Tetzaveh, Moshe is not revealed. The name Moshe does not appear in Tetzaveh. And in the process of history, the process of Teshuvah, there will be a period, there will be time when we have to be our own Moshe. I'm of the opinion we are in that period of time, where it's Tetzaveh, where we need to be our own Moshe, to be our own teacher. And that can only come by looking inward and evaluating, what did we do wrong? What were our mistakes? What do I want to change about myself? Shovavim is Hebrew for a mischievous child. A child can make mistakes. A mischievous child is making the mistakes on purpose. If you've ever been around a mischievous child, you know what I'm talking about. Shovavim deals with teshuvah in the areas of sexual impropriety and creative errors. It is correcting the Sefirah of Yesod. There are other periods that correct the other Sefirot that we have damaged through our mistakes. In effect, any day of the year is a good day for Teshuvah. Yet, it is thought of as being easier to do during Elul and Tishrei. One physical reason is that the month of Elul is the sixth month of the Hebrew calendar year, and Tishrei is the seventh month. The seventh month is Malchut, in the frame of the Sefirot, while Elul is Yesod. And Yesod and Malchut are meant to be in continuous zivug, continuous sexual intercourse with each other. They are not in continuous zivug when we make a mistake. I separate the Malchut from the Yesod. In truth, I break the male organ metaphorically between the stem and the crown. The crown remains concealed within the vagina, which is one aspect of the desire of the male for the female. This is why the Kabbalah, and I am following suit, I teach that these 2 months of Elul and Tishrei are one Ziman, one period of time. The meaning of Teshuvah is to Tashuv Hay, return the hay. I recommend that you open up the link that is on the page at this point and listen to the recording that Rabbi Yaakov Feldman, in his explanation of Teshuvah, I'm continuing to read. Now let us see a more literal understanding of Teshuvah and read Rabbi Ginsburg's, his understanding of Teshuvah. And these two recordings, these two links will help you understand and set the tone for your spiritual work during these 7 to 10 weeks. There is a Shabbat right after, it's actually the first Shabbat of the new year, this new year of 5780. It's called Shabbat Shuvah, the Shabbat of the return. Let us study a little more about the Haftorah that is read on Shabbat Shuvah. The scroll actually has an opening indicating a paragraph that starts at a verse and finishes at verse 10. There are 3 additional verses added to the Haftorah, which we do not need to review here. This is Hosea, chapter 14, verses 2 to 10. Return, Israel, unto Hashem thy God, for thou hast stumbled in thine iniquity. The first word is to return, which indicates to us the procedure. Teshuvah begins here with the confession of our stumble or our mistake. Take with you words and return unto Hashem. Say unto him, forgive all iniquity and accept that which is good. So will we render for bullocks the offerings of our lips. My commentary on verse 3 in Hosea chapter 14. Speak words is the road to return to Hashem. Our lips will deliver our sacrifice, and Hashem will know that our remorse is good. This is the purpose and the direction of the mitzvah of confession, the vadui. 22 items based on the order of the Aleph Bet, where we declare we have done this. What does it mean we have done this? We have done these 22 mistakes. Personally, I may think that I have not done this. I have not committed adultery, perhaps. I may think that's true, but when we remember that the little finger and the thumb are both part of the same hand, then someone in the Jewish community, not my community, of course, but the Jewish community somewhere has done adultery. If the thumb does adultery, does the little finger suffer? The answer is yes. If the thumb has done adultery, does the little finger participate in the effect? The answer is yes. This is why the vidui, the confession, is said in the plural. And this is why I need to say things that I may not have done as part of the confession. Because the Dui itself is said in the order of the Aleph Bet. And whenever you say the Aleph Bet in proper order, you're putting your own life in order. And when you say the Aleph Bet in reverse order, from Taf to Aleph, you are putting the returning light, the efforts of man, into proper order. Verse 4. Ashur shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we call any more the work of our hands, our gods. For in thee the fatherless finds mercy. My commentary. Horses is a code word for the physical. Ashur is a code word for intellect, mental abilities, and of course logic. Our mistake cannot be corrected by logic or even physical actions, although that's part of the process of remorse. That's part of the process to demonstrate our commitment to Teshuvah. We must connect to our Father, who is Hashem, to manifest our logic, to manifest our physical actions, to manifest who we are and who we have changed to be. My commentary. You just heard my commentary. Verse 5. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. My commentary. Once we start the words, Hashem will help complete the healing of the world. That is needed due to our mistakes. Backsliding is referring to the concept of back to the future. What is the concept of back to the future? If there's a movie titled Back to the Future, I believe it came out in the 90s or late 80s. Back to the future means you go back in time, you change the action, and you return to the present, which is now no longer the present you left. Contemplate what I just said. Verse 6. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall blossom as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. My commentary. Dew, the Hebrew word is tal, tet lamed, is a code word for the coming of Mashiach. The lily is a reference to the children of Israel after the Mashiach. And Lebanon is indicating that our emotions will be corrected. Verse 7. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his fragrance as Lebanon. My commentary. This verse refers to the process of peace evolving from the Teshuvah of the nation of Israel. I cannot stress this following concept enough. It needs to be felt. It needs to be incorporated in your logic and in your heart. It needs to be understood in its totality. The concept is, we are the cause of whatever happens to us. That's on the micro level, what happens to me. It's on the macro level, what happens to the nation of Israel. We are responsible. We are the cause of all of that negative chaos throughout history. It's not well understood. It's not even believed. And we know belief is expressing doubt. But it is important to understand this truth. The process of peace will happen when the nation of Israel does teshuvah. Person by person by person by person, until a critical mass is reached and sufficient teshuvah, sufficient individual teshuvah, individuals returning to Hashem, as individuals return to Hashem, we reach a critical mass within the nation of Israel, whereby the nation is considered to have done teshuvah. That is the cause of peace. The cause of peace with Israel, which means the cause of peace with the world. It cannot be stressed enough. Remember, teshuvah was created before man. Teshuvah is the cause of man. Teshuvah of the nation of Israel is the cause of peace in the world. Verse 8, they that dwell under his shadow shall again make corn to grow, and shall blossom as the vine. The scent thereof shall be the wine of Lebanon. My commentary. This verse is explaining about the relationships between mankind and their souls, along with the other species that were created by Hashem. All of the other species have a connection to the souls of mankind. There are 70 nations, meaning there are 70 components of the human soul, the oversoul, for lack of a better word. Every animal, everything in creation has a connection to that human oversoul. This verse number 8 is explaining. These are all code words. Under his shadow, these animals are under the auspices of the individual human. Verse 9. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? As for me, I respond and look on him. I am like a leafy cypress tree. From me is thy fruit found. My commentary. This verse is referring to the return of the 10 lost tribes and their return to Hashem after Israel does its teshuvah. Ephraim is the word the Torah uses to describe the 10 northern tribes. These were lost in the war with his name starts with an S. he was conquered by Persia. But before he was conquered by Persia, he conquered Israel, the 10 northern tribes. There were two left. There was Yehuda and Benjamin, all associated with Jerusalem. But the other 10 were lost. There's a third that was left, and that was within Yehuda and within Benjamin. There were Levites. There were cities of Levites. And those cities of Levites and cities of Kohanim, which are part of the Levites. So there were two tribes and a part of a third tribe. This is what was left. But the 10 tribes went into slavery. They went into exile and they didn't return. But they are saying even today, you hear it. What do I have to do with idols? Where do you hear it? Look within and hear the residents. Residents, not home, residents, the relationship. Verse 10. Who is so wise? Let him understand these things. Whoso is prudent, let him know them. For the ways of Hashem are right, and the just do walk in them, but transgressors do stumble with them therein. My commentary. This first verse refers to the restoration of the tree of life and putting all of the Sephirot into their correct relationships to each other. Please contemplate the commentary. We are out of time, and I'm running a little long, but that's probably going to happen to most of the Sundays between now and Teshuvah, because there is so much to do. I'm going to read this essay, Recommended Modes of Conduct, as part of the Teshuvah process. In the second chapter of Hilchot Teshuvah, the Rambam, Maimonides, describes the way a person should conduct himself as part of the process of repentance. A penitent sinner should accustom himself to cry and pray to Hashem for forgiveness, to donate money to charity to the greatest possible extent, and distance himself from the matter regarding which he had committed the sin. Additionally, under certain circumstances, it is advisable for a person to go so far as to change his name in order to convey to himself the psychological message that he is no longer the same person as the one who had transgressed. Finally, the Rambam writes that galut, the exile, or the relocation, is a beneficial means of atonement. Taking residence in a new area often has the effect of humbling and subduing one's character, and it is thus recommended under certain situations for sinners to relocate. It has been explained that this notion underlies the mitzvah to reside in a sukkah for a week after Yom Kippur, as this is all part of our process of teshuvah. We leave the comfort and the security of our homes and experience the instability of a sukkah, which causes us a sense of humility and helps us correct the flaws in our character. Remember that. As we get closer to Sukkot, and we build it, we erect it, what can we do? We can live in it, which is the mitzvah. It's not to eat in it, that's part of the mitzvah. It's to sit in the sukkah. Ultimately, to live in the sukkah. Always to recognize that we are at the mercy of Hashem. We are at the mercy of Elohim. Hashem hu ha-Elohim. Hashem, he is Elohim. Elohim is nature. Living in a sukkah is nature. It is natural. In Halakha 5, the Rambam addresses the issue of whether it is appropriate to publicize one's sins in order to subject himself to shame as part of the teshuvah process. And the Rambam distinguishes in this regard between offenses committed against one's fellow and sins committed solely against Hashem. In the case of interpersonal offenses, the Rambam rules that one should in fact publicly confess and express his contrition, and one who refuses to do so does not achieve complete teshuvah. When it comes, however, to sins committed solely against Hashem, the Rambam writes that one should not make public mention of his sins, and publicizing one's sins against Hashem is in fact deemed brazen. One may refer in a general sense in public to his having acted wrongly, but specifying one's sins in public is improper. The Rambam's ruling is based upon the Talmud and the Gemara's discussion of the topic of Masechet Yoma. The Gemara cites two verses which appear to lead to conflicting conclusions. One verse indicates that publicizing one's sin is laudable, while the other advocates keeping this information private. The Gemara offers two approaches to reconcile these verses, one of which forms the basis of the Rambam's ruling, distinguishing between sins committed against God and interpersonal offenses. In addition, however, the Gemara suggests distinguishing between situations where the sin has already been made public and cases where there is no public knowledge of the act. If the public is already aware of the sin, then the sinner should make public the fact that he regrets the act and has performed teshuvah. If, however, the sin has not been publicized, then one should not make it public as part of its repentance. I'm going to bring up a current event. The suicide of a admitted rapist of a child, Epstein, who committed suicide. And I asked the question, based on this teaching, were we at fault? Were we a part of the cause? And the answer is yes. We are part of the cause, not all of the cause, but part of the cause. When one commits suicide, chas v'shalom, one is in pain. And when one is in pain, his heart has been hardened. His heart is not in balance. And we allow this society to incarcerate people who commit crimes. This is not the way of the Torah. The Torah does not have jails unless you consider the city of refuge a jail. I'm continuing to read. Accordingly, the Ra'avad, in his critique of the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, notes that even if one committed a sin solely against God, he must publicly confess to his wrongdoing if the matter had already become public. Rabbi Yosef Karo, in his Kesef Mishneh commentary, claimed that the Rambam held this opinion as well, and that only in instances of sins committed against God and that have not been made public is it improper for one to publicly confess. Here are some practical exercises for facing your own dirty dishes by evaluating your memories of what you have done. Go through your old emails, your datebook, your calendar, and jog your memory. Recall those moments when you treated others poorly and did nothing about it. If it helps, jot down a list and keep it with you to remind you. Then do your best to clear the air with these people. Of course, be realistic. Our list is probably long and our chances of remembering and getting in touch with everyone are slim. The thing is, if we can really come clean with one person, it is as though we have done it with everyone on the list. This is the same idea of the finger and the thumb being part of the hand. Once you focus on who you need to deal with, take yourself through the following three-step process. You must go through all of these steps if you truly want to clean the slate and prevent it from happening again. Think about the incident and put it in the perspective of regret. Regret is part of judgment. If you don't feel regret, you have not judged it. Or it is an item, an action that you feel you do not need to do teshuvah. But I sincerely doubt that is a frequent outcome. Think about the incident, evaluate the incident, judge the incident, and recognize your role that you need to feel remorse and regret. Remorse is different than regret. Remorse is when you feel the pain of the other person. Try and imagine what that person felt. Resolution is resolve to yourself that you will not react this way again. And this last step is crucial. Whatever the situation was, it was only a test. It will come back at us again in a more difficult way. If we do these three steps correctly, we will get the opportunity to react, but we won't even consider it as an option. We won't do the same action again. And this is the ultimate goal of Teshuvah, becoming a person incapable of doing that action again, because the action makes you sick to your stomach. That's the end of today's class. Are there any questions? And while you're unmuting, I will remind you, this afternoon at 3 p.m. West Coast time, we will continue our advanced reincarnation classes. And Mondays, we have two classes, one at 4:30, continuing our deeper Zohar study of Lech Lecha, the Parashah of Lech Lecha, and at 10 o'clock or 7 o'clock West Coast time, we will study the writings of Rabbi Isaac Luria, the Ari. An additional reminder, this Wednesday, we begin a first class in Jewish history that will commence at 11 a.m. West Coast time, Wednesday. I hope you'll join us. Are there any questions? I bid you all a good week, Shavuot Tov, Shalom Gadol to all. Start your Shalom process of tissue, please. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shavuot Tov, thank you. Good week.
Thank you.